The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No panties on Sundays.
See you Sunday then. Good to know. Note to self. For Craig, in case we're visiting.
I'd like to see that extended a little more.
Right.
Maybe starting on Friday.
Yeah, well, we're here. We never see you on Sundays.
Why just one day?
Yeah. Why one day, Craig?
Was on this date in 2007, a Michelle Bachmann birthday for famed motorcycle daredevil Evel Knievel.
Happy birthday!
Evel was the best.
Passing away at the age of 69.
He made it to 69?
He did not expect to.
No. I mean, it wasn't injuries. He just drank himself to death, basically. The injuries probably didn't have much to do with it. I mean,
that, and he was not a healthy person in any way, shape, or form.
Right, but to make it to 69, all the stuff he went through?
Yeah, there was a couple of years before that.
Right.
He had said, boy, it's December, and I'd be surprised if I make it to January.
Yep.
So I had to put him on my list for 2 or 3, 4 years.
Did you win that year? Did you get hit that year with him?
Oh, yeah.
The year he died? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the man himself is saying he doesn't expect to see the next year.
Yeah.
Right. So I had to put him on for a couple of years because he was actually wrong.
Wrong. Yeah. Don't you hate that?
No, not in that case. I always want Evel to be alive.
Evel was the best.
Oh, yeah. Craig's very concerned about the families of late, if you've noticed on our text chain.
I know.
He goes, the family.
The family.
Yeah.
He's been using that BS line for years.
Yeah. No, I know.
He thinks we buy it.
It seems more prominent this year. He seems more concerned about the families this year than he has in the past.
He's thinking more about it.
Yeah, he's getting a little softer.
In his old age, right.
Yeah.
His name's still on a Deadpool.
Whenever somebody said, either Nick or Push or one of you guys will type on there, somebody died. Once in a while, I do it too. And then Craig goes, but the families.
Sometimes it's just followed by a number.
I know.
12.
Right. That's right. It's just a number. 12. How many people had the Darth Vader guy? I think you got through this.
20-some.
Any leaderboard change?
No.
Who's still leading?
It is Jim Abbott's non-throwing hand.
We got one full month. Starting tomorrow is December 1st.
That's right.
Till the 31st. 31 and a half more days, basically.
The home stretch.
Yep.
Nobody had Diego Maradona. I was surprised by that.
Soccer star, right?
David Prowse, 23 players had him.
Who's
the biggest one left? I mean, who's the most that's still on that?
I don't know.
Yeah, because we got Trebek is done.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a big one.
I know Bob Dole's up there.
Bob Barker's up there.
Okay.
I think we've lost.
A lot of the big ones this year.
Maybe two of the top three with Kirk Douglas and Alex Trebek.
That's right. Kirk died earlier in the spring, right? I think it was.
I don't know.
I think for two or three or more years running, Kirk Douglas was the top pick.
Oh, by far, yeah.
He was
At least that long. Definition
of circling the drain.
But we've never had a pick where we had to come back the next year and keep reading names. We've always wrapped it up by the end of the year.
Well, there's many people that have passed in the last 2 weeks.
We'll still read the names, yeah.
That we had to get.
But we haven't started on a list, then took our Christmas break, and had to conclude it after we got back.
That's true.
And was it the beginning of this year, or was it the beginning of 2019 that Zsa Zsa kicked?
Mm-hmm.
I remember she was right at the beginning of the year,
but
and
the
she
family.
Was huge one, too.
Yeah, she was huge. We're also celebrating National Adoption Month.
Oh, Craig. We should find your adopted
parent.
Your parents had.
Well, we did.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We gotta
think about
what happened to them?
They're on the other side of the dirt.
We should do something with the office
that's
orphan.
That's one way to put it.
Since we're kind of neglecting him.
We should do something for that kid.
Or officially adopt him. Because we really have it.
That seems like a bit much.
Neglecting him, he's been getting more company than ever now.
Okay, yep. But
I don't think he likes that.
There's no one who is his legal guardian at this point.
We take care of him.
Don't you picture this ghost-looking kid that is just underfed, sitting in a corner?
Yeah. No, he's not underfed. He's fine.
Yeah,
there's
plenty of food in there.
He's
peeing M&M's all the time.
Right.
His eyes are empty.
Yeah.
I'll join the club.
Yeah, one of these days I'll allow him to call me Craig instead of Mr. Evans.
You're going soft.
That'll be a big day for that kid.
Yeah. It's horrible.
So, yeah, go find your birth parents and be like Craig and find that they're both dead.
Well.
Or maybe find out today that you were adopted and you didn't know.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun little surprise.
Oh, it happens.
How old were you when you found out, Craig?
I have always known.
You'd always known?
Always known.
Yeah. Okay.
They wanted to make sure he didn't get too close.
Right.
They just told you from day one.
Don't get too close to his kid. You're adopted.
Yeah.
And was that for your benefit, or did they not want anybody else thinking that you were their actual biological child?
From day one.
Was that really more for the public to know? Like, he's not really ours.
No, he just have it.
Is that one of your first recollections?
That's the way you're supposed to do it, right, Craig? I think people that do adopt kids are supposed to do that. Always known.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody's different.
Is that one of your first?
Oh, you were a baby, right? If somebody picks you up when you're 12, you should know you're adopted.
Yeah.
What's your first conscious memory? Is it your mom and dad telling
saying you're
that,
not my real kid?
Yeah, you were adopted.
No, I have no memory of that.
No.
But you've always known.
Yeah.
You don't remember the sign on your stroller?
No.
He's adopted.
No.
You don't remember when they announced the news?
No.
And you didn't think it was any big deal because you didn't really have a perspective.
Right.
And the sign.
And it was always, you know, it's because of love that you are here.
Right, yeah.
That sort of thing.
And the parents that are yelling at you and in charge of you and feeding you and loving you are your parents.
Yes, they are.
Right.
It just happens that they love the biological child more.
They didn't have one.
Oh, the sister.
No.
Oh, that was adopted. She was
adopted
too.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm guessing they loved her more. I mean, look at you.
Yeah. That's a swipe of the shit.
Oh, I'm sure they loved her more.
Nick, you always tell your kids they're adopted, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it's catching on. Like, I guess my daughter's friends are like, oh, that is your dad? It stuck.
Jeopardy resuming production today.
With your... He's still an interim host, right?
Yes, Ken Jennings.
They're going to call him that until he gets comfortable, if he's good at it. You know, you never know.
Right. If
they want to leave an opening, we're going to fire you. Right.
That's got to be so weird for everybody on that sex. He hosted that show for decades.
Right.
So here's the deal. They're going to air best of Trebek episodes starting the 21st of December.
What is taint?
And then the final shows he taped before passing are going to be airing the week of January 4th.
If that episode where he calls that chick a loser isn't in the best of, I'm protesting.
So he's taking a couple of weeks off there where they're doing best ofs, and then they're going to come back in January with the last of the new Trebeks. Ken Jennings will begin. You can start seeing him the week of January 11th.
He's like the step host.
Yeah, I bet you they're going to pull segments where, you know, there's actual interaction when he's doing the uncomfortable get-to-know-you segment.
Well, they should.
Because that's the only time Alex really shines. Otherwise, he's kind of just the host.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You want to see the funny stuff he said, you know, accidentally or on purpose, right?
Right, and that's the only time he really goes off script.
Right.
Oh, here, somebody did our research for us. Top five picked celebrities in the Deadpool. Bob Dole, 617. Bob Barker, 615. Jimmy Carter, 593. Then a little drop-off to Prince Philip at 421 and Beverly Cleary at 339.
Okay, yeah.
I hope Bob Barker hangs on. My dad's kind of having a rough time just being isolated and stuff. I don't know if we throw a Bob Barker death on top of that, what's going to happen.
Just hand Prince Philip the keys and he'll kill himself before the end of the year.
I think it's very fun. It's called Nerdcore Hip Hop. It's
Nerdcore Hip Hop.
Yes. It's people who identify as nerdy rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners, you know. It's really catchy and fun.
Losers, in other words.
Well, I think...
See, that's the kind of stuff, if they want to highlight Trebek, that's the kind of stuff they got to play.
Oh, that, you got to play that one.
That is the best of.
Oh,
like, that's number
God.
One.
Yeah. Oh, it is the best.
She should have talked about her
you
rescue
know what, you know what's so
something.
Good about that one? That is a guy who's secure in his job, where he knows he can do that and nobody can give him crap.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're a loser. And say, you know, you shouldn't have said that. Nope, I can say that because I'm Alex Trebek.
It was also about the time he knew he was going to die.
Was it really? Yes. Okay. All right.
I remember that was post-diagnosis.
Right. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Also,
then you're right. Then screw you.
Well, I think that'll commonly become to known as the Alex is out of F's to give era.
Oh, yeah.
Of Jeopardy.
Yeah, I'm sure. What,
he should eventually been on there and said, have any of you guys been laid before? He should have just done that. Because some of those groups of people have not been laid.
But once he was diagnosed, he came off a lot more humble. There were a lot more emotional moments in
I know
that,
show. But I'm talking about, you know, just calling a spade, basically. Oh, you're nerdcore hip-hop. That's a loser.
But I'm going to guess most of the best of Alex is going to come from post-diagnosis.
Yeah, they might have some stuff. It was funny. Just popped up. Back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
They should run that blooper reel that was going around on the internet.
Oh, my God, all the swear words?
Yeah.
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 All
right. How long did he host that show for?
Since 30, almost 40 years.
85? 85? Wow. Was the first year? Yeah.
It was 35, 36 years.
Yeah.
I think he was on his 36th season.
That's crazy.
You will not be surprised as to the Merriam-Webster Word of the Year.
Hey, we've been doing this crap for 27 years together, Nick.
Yeah.
Me and Todd and Craig have been looking at each other for 27 years.
Can you guess what the word is, Nick?
28 for me and Todd coming up in February.
Right.
What's the word?
The Merriam-Webster Word of the Year.
Douchebag.
Pandemic?
Quarantine?
Yeah, you would put a... an adjective in front of.
Global pandemic.
Oh.
It's just pandemic.
Why you get the mask on?
Yeah.
Global pandemic.
They say that people started looking up the word on February 3rd. That's the same day a person infected with coronavirus is able to leave a hospital in Seattle. Merriam-Webster says further research, however, revealed that people started searching for pandemic 2 weeks earlier, January 20th. That's the day the U.S. reported its first positive case.
But Trump was all over it.
Would be 15.
No,
and then
he kind of ignored it.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, I remember looking it up because I wanted to know the difference between an epidemic and a pandemic.
Yeah, I wish you would never figure that out.
Yeah. Pandemic's way worse, it turns out.
Yes, turns out it is.
Yeah, nobody was searching that definition and then relieved. And they're like, oh, good. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a pandemic. Yeah. Okay, we'll be fine.
Oh, we're all over that.
One of those times you went to Google and it was just horrifying.
Yeah, like headless porn.
Cropped out of the shot.
Oh, yeah.
No, I still like call. Just type in headless porn.
Don't do that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The San Francisco 49ers might play their remaining home games in Arizona.
Yeah, I saw the stories that they're having a no crowd at all, no gathering at all in Northern California.
No gathering at all.
And
it means the team can't even get together.
And the story didn't, I'm thinking about.
All contact sports games and practices out. at that county.
So I realized they're not playing in front of crowds anyway, so if they can play away, they, obviously traveling purposes, they're going to be away too.
I talked to my daughter yesterday. She's in San Diego.
That's right.
So I don't know if there's different protocol there.
Of all of California? I think this was a county thing up in
the county.
This is Santa Clara County.
Yeah.
County.
But, they shut down Southern California, too, for restaurants and bars. And
they have a curfew.
Yeah.
There's a curfew. Because that's where a lot of the infections happen. There's people hanging around late at night at the bars.
Right.
You get drunker, and you got the COVID, and you get in people's face until 1 o'clock.
That anti-masker around here was in the news, and I retweeted that douchebag. He said, well, if you get it, you're okay. Why can't we do stuff?
No, you're not.
That was a definition, by the way, of I don't care about anybody else but myself. And that was an actual quote. If you saw it when I tweeted it.
Have we learned nothing from Nick Saban?
Right.
You can get it twice.
Not if you're a big guy, lifts a lot of weights, you're not.
I thought the Niners would end up with somewhere a little closer to home. Maybe, you know, at Stanford Stadium or someplace, but...
But Arizona. No, but that's still the count. It's still Northern California, though.
Yeah, but this was just that one county.
Okay.
Yeah, but
the Santa Clara County also said that anyone traveling from 150 miles outside of the county must partake in a 2-week quarantine once they arrive.
So are they playing where the Cardinals play? Are they sharing that stadium?
The Cardinals extended an offer for the 49ers to play their final 3 home games at the State Farm Stadium.
Yeah, because they could play Sun Devil, too.
They're also in talks to play at a stadium in Texas, but they do say that the Cardinal Stadium is the most likely option so far.
Hell, they could play at a high school stadium if there's no crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a quote. Yeah. I have antibodies now, so why is the population that not dying and not having issues, why are they punishing us?
Jesus.
Yeah, that was actually said. Yeah. This guy could kick our ass, but physically that's illegal. So
I think you might be able to outsmart him.
Yeah.
He's just to hide behind a tree or something.
Right, an embarrassment.
He'd fall for the old, your shoes are untied.
Right.
Yeah.
Or he could be out in the parking lot waiting to kick her ass, but whatever. It needs to be said. That's stupid and it's pathetic. People are dying.
But I'm not.
Exactly.
Yet.
Yeah.
Ozzy says he regrets cheating on his wife, Sharon.
With probably a couple of them.
Well, I think the more recent
one. There had to be some hot ones in there, too.
I think it was the more recent one.
I was going to say, we're together forever.
Does he regret the cheating or the getting caught? Most people regret the getting caught part.
Right. He's in the latest issue of British GQ, Men of the Year. In the interview, he admits he's done some outrageous things in his life, but cheating on his wife is one of his biggest regrets.
You say that
Keep in mind, they briefly split just a few years ago in 2016. Because he was banging the maid or something.
He's still pulling the maid, I know.
He said he was upset with himself for breaking Sharon's heart.
Did you bang Ozzy?
No.
Liar.
No. I didn't know!
Okay. Not all major. Hispanic, relax. It's the only no I had in there.
But Ozzy's probably was.
Arnold's was,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of the housekeepers in Southern California are
she wasn't
Hispanic.
Either. Yeah.
Ozzy's just like stumbling into infidelity.
I know. His show with his son traveling around the country is just so—it's funny. It's really
it
funny.
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
The paranormal bit.
That's a newer one. But
the road trip.
No, the road trip one.
He and Jack take road trips all over the place.
Oh, detour.
Ozzy has stupid questions.
I forget what it's called.
The detour.
I think it's called Detour. Ozzy and Jack's Detour.
And it changed channels. It was. I think it started on History, and now it's on something else.
Right. It's on like FYI.
A&E.
Yeah.
What channel?
A&E. Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay.
Is that right, Ozzy?
I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and the episodes I've seen of it, it's pretty good.
It's funny.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Is he done touring?
No.
Like, pandemic aside.
No, they rescheduled. He's got a European tour with Judas Priest, I think, coming up, scheduled in 2021. The fall.
That's just European. That'd be a good tour. Mm-hmm. Pandemic aside. That's a great line, Nick. You're right, exactly. Pandemic aside, wear a mask so we can all enjoy a concert.
It was supposed to happen this year.
Pandemic aside.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, I've had conversations, I'll be talking to my dad on the phone and be like, and then the pandemic, we got the, it just completely stopped everything. Now it's just like something that we deal with.
Yeah.
Like if I was talking to him a year ago and he'd be like, oh, the pandemic, I'd be like, wait, what? It wouldn't be something that would just like,
we'd
flow right over in a conversation.
No, you're
like,
right.
Wait, what? What the hell?
You're right. It's just a natural conversation anymore.
It's just part of life.
I refer to it in my private life as this S. I can't say it on the air. That's how I say it. You know, when this S is over, I say it to everybody, you know, friends, family, people I haven't seen in almost a year now. And when this S is over, we'll get together.
During the public comment section of a school board meeting, a school board member in Hackensack, New Jersey, Francis Kojelja, did not realize that she had left her laptop camera on when she took it with her while going to the bathroom.
Whoops.
Would it show some headless peeing?
I don't think so. I'm not exactly sure, but nearly 150 people, including students, apparently saw Kojelja relieve herself.
Like a big one?
Nobody immediately said anything.
Like a massive dump? Like
grunting? Is there a lot of grunting?
I didn't hear that. No one immediately said anything when she returned from her trip to the toilet. A short time later, the vice president of the school board told her, "You need to go. We're here trying to get some work done while you're sitting on the toilet."
Well, it's not her. She's not in the toilet. She's yelling at her. She made a mistake.
The president later said that she couldn't be removed because she was an elected official.
What's her name again?
Kojelja.
Oh, my God. She left her phone on.
But then the next day, they announced that they had received a letter of resignation from Mrs. Francis Kojelja.
Is it written on toilet paper? I quit.
I don't get what the problem is. It was a mistake.
Here's
right?
the problem.
I think the guy
Here's the problem. They've been trying to get rid of this broad for years.
Oh, so that was just a fine excuse.
Yeah, she made headlines last year when she called new state laws that require teaching about LGBTQ history repugnant.
Oh, so she's...
She said at the time she believes conversations having to do with sexuality should be had at home between parents and their children. This is actually about history. That prompted several board members, local officials, and hundreds of other people in the city to call for her resignation at the time. She refused at the time. And so now that she has taken her laptop camera on her computer with her to the bathroom to relieve herself, she has now finally decided to quit.
So she was ugly before they watched her poop.
Yes, she was. And then they just let her go through with the whole deal. They didn't say, "Hey, you know, we're watching you."
No.
They let her go through with it, get out, go back into their other room, and then say, "Hey, get off the toilet, you old hag."
Front to back, Francis. Not back to front.
Love watching you poo. Stuff.
Hey, wait till she's done blasting ass on the Zoom. Hey, we all saw that.
Now you're fired.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.